A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. If you like the show, and you can find your way to soundoflife.popularoutcast.com, or just go to popularoutcast.com, clear your cookies, click on the little Amazon banner, buy what you would want from Amazon as normal, and the guys will get a couple cents and help to keep this show, as well as all the others that they put out, free for you.
I am hope.
I am hope.
I am Esperanza.
I am hope.
This is the Sound of Life podcast.
I am Old School Mike.
This is Sound of Life.
12-year-old Dre.
I am Old School Mike. This is Sound of Life.
This is the Sound of Life podcast.
This is Sound of Life.
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 I am 12-year-old Drea.
Hello and welcome to Sound of Life podcast, episode 11. 1-1, having some fun. I am the Old School Mike. With me as always is my niece Hope. Say hello.
Hi.
And also as always is... What's your name?
12-year-old Drea.
12-year-old Drea on the miggity mic. What up, wiggy wiggy? Anyway, so we're gonna start this thing off, and you know, we have some voicemails, we have a Twitter interaction, suggestion, all kinds of fun stuff, and we each have our normal picks or our music theories or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, so I was elected to go first, so I am picking a very, very popular song that is all over the radio right now, but it is just so fun because of Pharrell Williams. It is a Robin Thicke song called Blurred Lines, and let's get into that, and then we will talk about it.
Everybody get up.
Not many women can refute it, pimpin'. I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Alright, so that's Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke with a little help from T.I. and Pharrell Williams. Pharrell is awesome. Like, I hope and wish that I could see music the way that dude does, because I don't know, his group Nerd has an album called Seeing Sound, and I truly believe that dude can visually see music. Like, I don't know, it's bizarre, but the dude is super good. But what do you guys think about it?
I love that song so much.
It's alright. It's not one of my favorites, but I really do like it.
It is insanely catchy, though. Like, it's one of those songs where you're like, I don't want to like this.
Yeah.
But it's like so contagious. And that's, I mean, that's all Pharrell, because it is totally like the first time you hear it, you're like, well, that's a Pharrell beat, even if you didn't hear him on it or whatever. You're like, oh, that's Neptunes or whatever, you know. But yeah, you were saying something, Drea, what?
When you hear that song, you just want to jam out. You just want to dance. You're like, oh, yeah. And you just dance, and then you shake and shake. Ooh.
Yes, it does make you do that. To the side, to the other side. Yes, yes, indeed. Yep.
Little wiggle.
Or wiggle, wiggle. Yes, that is sure too. So that's my song. And, you know, popular consensus is, I guess we like it mostly. Hope not quite so much, but, I mean, there isn't, you know, a whole lot to the song, I guess. It's not the deepest song in the world, but, you know, it's cool. The video, oh, yeah, that's something I want to bring up. The video to the song, you know, it is what it is. Search on YouTube for Jimmy Kimmel parody of Blurred Lines. It is the same video, but then it's got Jimmy Kimmel dressed up as Robin Thicke, and it's got his little Spanish buddy dressed up as Pharrell in the silver suit. And it is freaking hilarious. It is so good. So everybody check it out. Drea, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Oh, it was really funny. I don't know. Like, it's the same video, except for the girls are dressed up differently. You can tell. But them two are just like, oh, well, I guess we got cut out of the video. I guess they didn't like us very much.
Yeah, they just totally, like, step all in front of shots and one up and everything. T.I. is not in that video, though. So hope you'd be bummed out, because if y'all didn't hear it, Hope just said, T.I. is really cute. So anyway, all right. So Hope, you got a pick for us this evening, right?
It's Chris Brown's new song, and it's called Don't Think They Know, featuring Aaliyah. And yeah.
Posthumous record, as they say.
All right. Well, here it is. Here is Don't Think They Know.
All right, Don't Think They Know by Dead Aaliyah and Chris Brown, who beats people, mainly women. Man, so Aaliyah's ghost was going to come after him. He was like, I will displace you with iron.
He actually wrote this song about Rihanna.
Wrote this song to Rihanna. Oh, no. It doesn't have a chorus that says, like, smack a bitch or something, does it?
No.
All right, let's listen and see what's what.
Don't think they know the truth. A to the L.
Don't let them tell you any different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
I owe it all to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
As much as I messed up, always give me your best love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
Sometimes I wonder what I did to deserve you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
They gon' talk about it. About it. Gonna try to change your mind about it. Gonna tell you things you don't wanna hear, but we good. So when they talk about it, they talk about it. Just let them know we already got it. Just tell them that we gon' work at it, we good.
Don't worry about it.
Don't
think
they know the truth. Say it so. Don't think they know. How could they know? Don't think they know the truth. Say it so.
I bet you love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
Even or at my worst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
And I know that it's different. Feels like we're best friends. We're connected.
They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
about it. Gonna try to change your mind about it. Gonna tell you things you don't want to hear, but we good. So when they talk about it, they talk about it. Just let them know we already got it. Just tell them now we gon' work at it. We good.
Don't worry about it.
Deep below the truth. Say it so. Don't think they know. How could they know? Deep below the truth. Say it so.
Over the years, you stood by me, you didn't doubt me. I think you want some more. I do more than sing. I'm out now, acting out. Looks like I'm my own movie now. After all the awards that they gave me, you stood by me, you didn't play me, you didn't doubt me. I think you want some more. I truly believe that if it wasn't for you, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I don't know. Chris Brown, I don't want to like that dude. I mean, as a human being, it's kind of like the Kanye West thing. He's like, well, Dre's in the room, a freaking weirdo. And he's just so out there, but he is so creative. Like, I like his music, but I can't really stand him as a human. I think Chris Brown might fall into that. I don't really like a lot of his music either, but I understand why it's popular. But Aaliyah, always pretty voiced, pretty beautiful young woman, passed away way too early, died in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
Not even some, like, stalker thing or something, which, you know, you'd think of, but...
Yeah.
I don't really know her very much, but I think that she sounds really, like, her voice is really pretty. Yeah, I used to be a big fan of Chris Brown, but now it's just, like, since... I know this isn't true, but... Since Peter with an umbrella, I mean...
Ella.
Even if she wanted him to stay, I mean, he's gone now.
Which is funny now, because Stay's another Rihanna song, right? Oh, you're not done? You got more? All right, keep the funny going.
Okay, well, there's another old song by her, but they wanted to stay together. Instead of beating her with that umbrella, he could have just shut up and drive. Like, I mean, come on.
Anyway, so you liked Aaliyah, and, you know, you don't really know her because she's kind of before your time. Where'd you find the song from, Hope? Like, where did you get this?
Vivo's Hot This Week. It was a premiere. Vivo is the part on YouTube.
Vivo. Oh, Vivo on YouTube. Yeah, like the videos or whatever. Yeah.
I have the apps. Yep, it shows all music videos. And it said Hot This Week, and it was his premiere week. So I watched it twice.
Now, are you pretty well-versed in the Aaliyah music, or?
No.
No?
No.
There's a really good Aaliyah song. It's got that one song where Timberland puts the baby squeal in the background. It's like,
yeah. That was weird.
Tell me about somebody. I don't know. It's about like creeping around on your guy or creeping around with guys or something. I don't know. So she might have been promiscuous or something. I don't know. But yeah. So anyway, all right. So Drea, you gotta pick for us before we get into our. Before our listener stuff, or what? What do you got?
Okay, well, I'm doing a song that I absolutely used to hate. It was on the radio, I could not find the name of this song. I was freaking out. I had to call, I was going to call the radio people, but now I love the song. I got it on my iPod and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but the song is Get Lucky by Da Funk.
Da Funk?
No, it's Daft Punk.
Oh, Daft Punk!
Whoops!
Oh, this is the Pharrell's a Mexican Monkey song. This has got Pharrell Williams in it, too. When you listen to the hook of the song, it says, I swear to God, it says, Pharrell's a Mexican monkey. Pharrell's a Mexican monkey. That is what I heard the first, like, 20 times I heard this song. So, anyway, all right, cool. So, let's get into Daft Punk and Get Lucky.
Legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
It's a catchy song and all. It's just that kind of gets annoying when you hear it 5 or 8 times on the radio.
Yes, we were swimming in the pool today and had the radio on, and that song literally came on 8 times today on the radio. So we are just on the popular trending musics today, and definitely with Pharrell, because that's 2 out of 3 picks pretty much. But so, did you know that song, Hope, or have you heard it 8 million times as well?
My radio actually does not work, so I did hear it before in my friend's radio, and at Edison, they have a DJ there when I go to school, and he played that song too.
What do they have? They have a DJ at Edison?
Yeah, he comes in like once a week.
Where does he?
Outside the cafeteria, but the cafeteria is closed, but he plays right next to it.
Interesting. Yeah, you're back in college again. You're taking a summer class, I heard.
Yeah.
What class?
General psychology.
Oh, dealing with the crazies. Dealing with the crazy people. So that's cool. Anyway, yeah. So that song, on all the time. Once again, another really fun song to dance to. Pharrell can do, I would say no wrong, but I don't know. There's an occasional song that they put out as Neptunes or whatever that you're like, that one kind of missed the mark. But anyway, so let's jump into the listener portion of the show. We have some voicemails, and so we will start with those.
Hey, old school Mike, freshly out of school Hope and 12-year-old Drea. This is Tim from Tim and Matt's Untitled Sports Podcast. Listen to us. Now that shameless plug's out of the way, I just want to say I freaking love your show so much. It's my favorite podcast. I got something for you guys to listen to. My favorite all-time band is Spitalfields, who also released my all-time favorite album, Stop Doing Bad Things. Off of that album are my two favorite songs of all time. I was wondering what you thought of the second one, which is Restraining Order Blues. All right? I'd appreciate it if you don't want to listen to it, that's fine too, but just want to say keep up the good work, and I love your show. All right? I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
All right, Tim. Thank you, sir. Yes, that is Tim from Tim and Matt's Untitled Sports Show. They are available on the Poppin' Network, as are we. And they do a sports show. I'm not too big on the sports, but they I have listened once or twice, and they kind of they break it down. They are definitely diehard sports fans, but they like the gambling too, which makes sports a little more interesting, from what I understand. do either of you guys know that song, Restraining Order Blues?
No.
I don't either. So let's check it out and see what
we
think.
Well, my Chris Brown theme.
It's a cold night, but I want my best. You walk by and I'm watching you. I always do, and it's alright. I've dreamt this dream a thousand times. This time, I know what to do. I know what to do. Where we go, I don't wanna wake up. Spinning in slow motion, that's before the prime. Where we go, I don't wanna wake up. Spinning in slow motion, that's before the prime.
So Tim, cool pick, man. Spitalfield. I really like the guitar riffs to that song. It was kind of, you know, it kept moving. It gets you going. I don't know. I mean, I'd probably have to listen to it a couple times as far as lyrical content goes. But Hope, you were saying something about the lead singer, right?
I was saying that I really like his voice. It goes really well with the song, especially with the guitar. It really goes well with there. But those were very long guitar solos. Kind of liked it.
Yeah, kind of. It was. It seemed to like a long song. Like, you know, they went into the guitar players, you know, I mean, like it was riffing. And then it almost verged on the point of not too long, but like real guitar solo-y. Like, look what I can do, bling! You know? Dre, what do you think about Spitalfield and Restraining Order Blues? Which is funny, because that kind of does fit along with the Rihanna thing. Or Chris Brown, rather, whatever.
Well, you both kind of stole the...
Stole your thunder?
Sure.
Oh, and thunder. I don't know if the mic would pick that up, but there was just a hell of a loud thunder roll right as I said that. That was perfect. That was God saying, I do really like your podcast, guys.
Like you guys both said, I really do like the guitar in it.
Cool deal. So, all right. So that will lead us into our next voicemail.
Hey, guys. It's Chris from the Delusional Loner and Yes Men Podcast. Sorry, I haven't suggested a song in a while. I've been crazy busy. Still really enjoying the show. I don't think it's ever going to get to a point where I don't enjoy it, honestly. Just thought I'd like to tell you that I'm really glad you guys enjoyed Neverland as well. I was afraid you wouldn't. Yeah, so this week I'm going to suggest an older Childish Gambino song. It's from I Am Just a Rapper in 2010, I think it came out, where all the songs are samples. And the specific one I'd like you to listen to is Bitch Look At Me Now. And then in parentheses, it's 2 weeks, I believe. Yeah. That's the song I would like you to listen to. I hope you enjoy it. Keep up the good work. Have a good day or night or whenever you're listening to this. Everything that follows is pleasurable.
Chris, thank you again. Always kind, sir. Always nice. I am a rapper, Childish Gambino. Song's called Bitch Look At Me Now. It is the first album I ever listened to by him. Hope, I know, did a bunch of like songs and singles all at the same time, but it's cool. So let's just listen to it and let everyone else in on the goodness that is the Childish Gambino.
I do not. I am just a rapper. Sick boy, make moves like a chess piece, and I move real quick like Nestle. Let me make it clear for a second, like Pepsi. I was never worried about my wallet being empty, cause when it was empty, I was still happy. Walking with my Walkman, freestyle rapping. High school bullies like, what the fuck happened? Nigga off the hook like I fucking shot the captain. And this is me relaxing, rapping is my hobby. I did this in my bedroom where I separate my laundry, watching old episodes of Shining Time Station. You are now listening to my mouth on vacation. Why you doing this? What's your motivation? I am just a rapper, I don't need the paper. No, Will Smith went off without a hitch, man. C-H-I-L-D is the ish, man. Do 16 bars, no wristband. I'll always be childish, call me Maggie Simpson. Run the track like my tongue's an Olympian. I've always been this good, you just weren't listening. Street cred stack up. I mean, I'm rapping over Grizzly Bear. What the fuck? Gather swagger up. before I take it all. You started rapping when you wasn't good at basketball. I started rapping cause I fucking need some Adderall. I can't do one thing, I'm just too good. I can't do one thing, I am Tiger Woods. I make your iPod hotter than a lighter would. Picture me in sixth grade, overweight, overbite. Got my fake Adidas on, whiting out the fourth strike. Kid named Vincent got it out for me, I hate that guy. Frodo from Chicago, really small and shy. You better recognize, cause I'm no better now. Cause I was always sick, my life's a hospital. And that's some funny shit, that turned this apatow. That female dog is blind, well bitch look at me now. I'm wearing tight jeans, and nobody's laughing. More pussy than recycled sanitary napkins. Bitch sitting shotgun in my Tracy Chapman. I did exactly what you niggas said would never happen. I'm doing me so big I can hardly walk. These rappers need ER like they're Charlie Park. Stay hard like my suit made by Tony Stark. This kind of music make your balls drop, Dick Clark. Yes, I'm grown and sexy, and I'm worth the wait. Girls act like I'm the only dude on earth today. Put these words on your head and let them percolate. We need to separate, nigga, the church and state. I used to have to pay for gas in my mama's Saturn, and now I'm paying for a mortgage as a working actor. If living my life is what you say you're chasing after, nigga, stop talking shit and just be a rapper. Be a rapper.
That is a, yeah, I don't know if it's, I don't know the song well enough, or, you know, the Grizzly Bear song. It's called 2 Weeks. I don't know if it's sampled or if they actually go over the entire song, because it sure as heck sounds like the majority of a song to me, you know, mm-hmm. But really good. I like it. Chris, thank you. Childish Gambino, always good. Mm-hmm. Female dog is blind. Well, bitch, look at me now. Yep. All right. What are your thoughts on Childish Gambino or that song?
I love Childish Gambino. So I kind of like all of his songs. I've never really heard, well, other than the songs on the podcast. Oh, my gosh. I've never really heard him rap, but I like the song. I think it was okay.
Yeah, Hope, you were saying something about his voice on that one in particular. What's up with that?
Yeah, I'm not really too much of a big fan of his early rapping that he did, because he sounds very congested. Like, I just don't like his voice. And on Camp, that his voice changed. I can listen to Camp all day, every day.
Yeah, well, Camp's kind of, I mean, that's the first, like, legitimate release almost, you know what I mean? Like, everything is, especially like those, like that, like the I Am a Rapper and I Am a Rapper Too, and his very first album is called Poindexter. Not so much cul-de-sac's pretty well produced too, for what it is. It was very much a Lil Wayne impersonation, and his voice was like, it was higher because I think he was putting it on a little more. And by the time Camp came out, I think he had really found himself as a rapper. You know what I mean? They say you can't be good at something until you've done like 10,000 hours at it. And that dude does a lot of stuff. He's an actor, and he's a writer, and he's a rapper, and he's a comedian. And, you know, he wears a lot of hats, as they say. That brings us to Jeffrey Kunkel, Jeff in Motion Sound Podcast. Popular Outcast, one third of the Popular Outcast Productions Network main show, Popular Outcast. So Jeff sent us a tweet. Go ahead, Dre, say tweet. Twitter. And he said, check out Aquabats Pool Party or Mindless Self-Indulgence Straight to Video. So which one do you guys want to play, or which one do you want to play first?
Mindless Self-Indulgence.
All right, we'll go that first. Aquabats are crazy. They are this weird group, and I know a little bit about them, so we can talk about them after. But Mindless Self-Indulgence with a song called Straight to Video. And here we go. You look like you're itching to say something. Go for it.
Well, to be honest with you, I really didn't enjoy the song very much. I mean,
it's not for you, huh?
No, because I'm not really like the punk rock kind of person. I don't really get into that kind of music at all. So I didn't really enjoy it very much, but
all right. Now, I know, Hope, I know you were telling me before this even started, you were like, I know a song by them. What's that song?
It's Never Wanted to Dance with Nobody But You.
There is nothing you can do that I have not already done to myself. There is nothing you can do that I have not already done to myself.
there is nothing you can do that I've not already done to myself. No, there is nothing you can do that I have not already done to myself.
Wow, never wanted to dance with nobody, not you.
Fucking bitch.
Well, that's another song by Mindless Self-Indulgence. That's pretty catchy, that one though, man. Yeah. I could see and I'll throw a little bit of that in there. Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know, the guy's voice reminded me a little bit, like just a teeny bit, of like Marilyn Manson. And it's got that like synthy borderline techno sound, like I don't know. I wouldn't call it punk rock like you did, Drea, or even synthy stuff like that. But it's almost like old industrial music, kind of. You know, like a KMFDM or something like that. Yeah, I know you guys probably don't know those.
No, no.
KMFDM stands for Kill MFN Depeche Mode. They do some really neat cover songs of like Madonna songs and stuff. Someday we'll play that. So that's Mindless Self-Indulgence. Pretty good. Interesting. Thank you to Jeff and Tim and Chris Rao once again. So all of you with your awesome listener supported adding for us. Anyway, we're gonna cut it early because it's super late tonight and we have gone on long enough. But we'll get into Aquabats next time because I want to talk about them because I think that their story is worth talking about. For Sound of Life Podcast, I am the old school Mike.
I am 12-year-old Drea.
And I am the awesome Hope.
The awesome what? Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, and if you do, rate and review.
On Twitter at SOL Podcast. Tweet, tweet.
Or you can check us out. We're on Facebook called The Sound of Life.
Or you can always find us at popularoutcast.com. Look for The Sound of Life little thing and click it. Or you can reach out and touch us at soundoflifepodcast@gmail.com. Or better yet, you can leave us a voicemail at 1-612-56-SOUND. Or 1-612-56-76-863 if you have a smartphone that does not have the little letters attached. So that's our spiel. Thanks, guys.
Bye.